With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Authorities in western states are warning of a greater risk for wildfires as the temperature gets hotter.
National Weather Service meteorologist Morgan Stessman says some places in the west are hotter than they've ever been.
We hit 120 on Sunday, so that set our new all-time record.
And the hot conditions and low humidity that dry out the landscape increase the chances of a wildfire. In California, Joe Tyler, director of the state's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, says the recent heat wave has exacerbated the problem, consuming thousands of acres. On Wednesday, California crews were battling at least 19 major wildfires in scorching temperatures and single-digit humidity. I'm Donna Water.
The temperature was 120 degrees in Las Vegas. A second person has died in Vermont in the flooding from Hurricane Beryl's remnants. Police say a driver was swept away in his vehicle by floodwaters Thursday in Lindenville as he tried to drive across a flooded road. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden makes several mental gaffes during his rare solo press event Thursday evening. First, he incorrectly said that he picked Trump as his vice president, then fumbled a response while trying to explain why he called Ukraine President Zelensky President Putin. This comes as he faces more calls from Democrats to drop his reelection bid over concerns about his mental state. At least 13 congressional Democrats are calling on Biden to end his reelection bid. A Georgia senator introduces a bill aimed at stopping members of Congress from owning stock in private companies. It would also prohibit congressional spouses and kids from owning shares. The bipartisan bill aims to add transparency as congressional leaders have at times faced scrutiny over their personal investments in the stock market, Nancy Pelosi being at the top of that list. This is SRN News. There are reports that another Christian girl in Pakistan has been taken, forced to convert to Islam, and marry a Muslim kidnapper.
A 48-year-old Catholic sanitation worker in Islamabad says that a butcher in his neighborhood took his 14-year-old daughter from their home on June 24th. He says he filed a complaint with the police, but they took no action. It's not unusual for girls in Pakistan, some as young as 10 years old, to be abducted, then forced to convert to Islam and into Islamic marriages. Rights advocates say judges routinely ignore evidence and hand back the girls to the kidnappers as their legal wives. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Terror attacks are forcing 70 churches to close in Nigeria's Plateau State. According to Christian Daily, many of the congregants have been forced to flee, with many put in displaced camps. Some Christians have formed communal groups for greater senses of security. This is SRN News. The Biden administration is awarding nearly $2 billion in grants to restart or expand electric vehicle manufacturing and assembly sites in eight states.
The Energy Department will issue grants totaling $1.7 billion to create or retain thousands of union jobs and support auto-based communities. The White House says the grants cover a broad range of the automotive supply chain. They include electric motorcycles and school buses, hybrid powertrains, heavy-duty commercial truck batteries, and electric SUVs. The 2022 climate law pays for the grants.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Three of the eight states receiving the election year money are the presidential battlegrounds of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. A U.S. appeals court in Philadelphia rules that some college athletes may qualify as employees under federal wage and hour laws. More details at SRNnews.com.